What I'd like to do is start off by talking about what our approach is to artificial intelligence and data science here at Microsoft. We start off with our analytic engines that run on top of big data. This enables us to do any type of analytics on top of all of our data, and also allow you to do the same thing on top of your data. The next two things that we do are we take our data assets that we've got here at Microsoft. These are the things that power Bing and other things. And we take the algorithms that we're developing inside of Microsoft Research, as well as taking the best from the open source world in things like Apache Spark. We take those and we surface those through a set of data science tools such as HD Insight or Azure Machine Learning that are really developed for data scientists to be super productive when they're building out their applications. And then finally, we take all of those capabilities and we package those up into very easy to consume APIs such as Microsoft Cognitive Services and the Bot Framework. Microsoft Cognitive Services are a set of 22 different APIs that we have available in Azure that enable you to bring the best of artificial intelligence into your application in a very, very easy to consume HTTP API. We divide these into five different categories, ranging from vision, which will allow you to take images and understand what's happening in them, from creating captions to telling you the objects that are in there, recognizing faces or understanding emotion. The speech APIs are going to allow you to take speech, move it to text, take text, move it to speech, and operate inside of complex acoustical environments. The language APIs enable you to have rich analytics on top of language, understanding the sentiment and key phrases inside of the words that are written down. The knowledge APIs bring the ability to look deeply into a set of information and extract knowledge, such as a recommendation engine. And then finally, the search APIs allow you access to all of the amazing information that we have inside of Bing in order to put those into your applications. So now let's go ahead and talk about two different customer case studies. The first is Uber, which uses the Face API in order to verify drivers. And what this enables Uber to do is, inside of their application used by drivers, to very easily allow a driver to verify their identity using the Face API. The next case study that I'd like to talk about is Dutch Crafters. Dutch Crafters is a furniture company, and they use the recommendation engine in order to enhance their e-commerce website. And so when you go to buy a piece of furniture, they're going to recommend to you, these are other pieces of furniture you might be interested in. And this has directly increased their sales by over 15%. They were able to add this capability into their website very, very easily without a deep understanding of machine learning or how to build a recommendation engine. And so now what I'd like to do is switch over to a demo where we're going to show how easy it is to go ahead and get started with the cognitive services and start writing code. All right, so the first thing that we're going to show here is just how to learn about all of the various cognitive services that we have. And the easiest way to do this is to simply go to microsoft.com/cognitive, which will take you to the cognitive services homepage. And if you look at the API section, what you'll see here are those five categories that I had talked about. And what this allows you to do is dive into any of these APIs. And I'd really recommend everybody to go check this out, because on almost every one of these pages, we've got a way for you to play with the API without even signing up for anything. So let's start off with computer vision. And what the computer vision API allows you to do is to extract information out of images. And if we simply scroll down, what you'll see here are the different demos that I was talking about. And so here, you can use one of the images that we have, or you can upload one of your own. And so we'll start with this second one. And this is going to call the API, and what you'll see over on the right-hand side are all of the things that are going to be returned by the API. And so what you'll see first is that description or that caption. This is the Vision API creating a sentence that describes what's going on in the image. So here you'll see it says, a black and white photo of a large city. Next, you'll see the tags. And the tags are the objects that are recognized inside the image. And so you'll see things like, hey, sky, outdoor, city, skyscraper. There's some information that's returned about the image. A couple of other things that are interesting to point out here are that we'll also return a true or false value if we believe that this is adult content or racy content. And this is super useful if you've got an application where customers can upload their own images that you turn around and then display so that you can moderate the content that's being submitted. The other things that the Vision API will let you do are recognize celebrities. So for instance, we have a library of over 200,000 celebrities that we will recognize if they appear in an image. And so here you see Satya, who's our CEO, getting recognized. And so what this site lets you do is understand the various APIs. We can look at another one, such as the Text Analytics API. And the Text Analytics API allows you to extract key phrase information as well as sentiment information from the text. And so here you'll see very simple, I had a wonderful experience, the rooms were wonderful and the staff were helpful. We can analyze this. And what you'll see are the three values that are returned by the Text Analytics API. The first is what's the language. So we'll recognize over 120 languages. So we're pretty sure that this is English. You'll see the key phrases that are extracted, wonderful experience, rooms, staff, and you'll see the sentiment is 98%. And why this is really interesting is that this allows us to extract from an arbitrary chunk of text the various key phrases and the sentiment. This is useful information that we can then use to do analysis on top of this. So if you imagine if these were the reviews on a travel website, I would very easily be able to start to create reports that allow me to tell someone at this hotel, the rooms and staff are two of the reasons that people are most excited about staying there. Now, from this page, you can actually dive into the individual documentation for the services. This will go into the details of what the service does. In some cases, it will link to the research papers that back the research behind the service. And then it'll show the various methods and ways to incorporate this into your application. If we go to the actual reference, what this allows us to do is this is actually the documentation of the HTTP API itself. And so you'll see here, I'm looking at analyze image. There's an API testing console. This will walk through. This is what the URL needs to look like. In this case, for the Vision API, these are the visual features that I want to extract. And the nice thing is at the bottom of this page, we actually have a set of code samples that you can copy and paste. And this is anything from curl, which will let you call it from the command line, C#, Java, to Python and Ruby. And so what I want to show next is how I've taken this Python code that's here and I've incorporated it into an application to return the emotion of a set of images that are on Flickr. And so here is a small application that I've built. You'll see this right here is the code that I copied and pasted from the reference documentation. And then I've just built a very simple application, which is going to get a set of photos from Flickr. And then for each of the images, what it's going to do is process that, understand if there are any faces, and if there are faces, we're going to then process and try and understand the emotion on the various faces. And so the emotion API is an API that we've built that will recognize 7 different emotions, independent of age, gender, and culture. And so you can, with high confidence, understand if someone is happy or angry or sad or disgusted in an image. And so this is all of the code that you need to write to be able to grab a bunch of images, process them, understand how many faces appear in them, and then analyze the emotions of those faces. And I've done this without any knowledge of computer vision or emotion detection. This is something you can copy and paste and put into any of your applications very, very quickly. I think this app, I wrote this application in about 15 minutes. So if you've got an app that processes images or text or sound, you can take these APIs and you can incorporate them into your applications as well. So now what we saw in that demo is how easy it is to get started with cognitive services, from exploring and understanding the services to very easily taking the code that I need and putting that into my application. You can go ahead and get started on that today at microsoft.com/cognitive. And so I'd like to end up with just pointing out a few different resources for you to use. The first is the pricing information. The second is the way to go ahead and deploy these services inside of Azure when you're ready to deploy for production. And then a couple of pointers to the documentation and client SDKs. I'd like to thank you for hanging out with me for a little bit today and hope you have a blast playing with the cognitive services. Thanks a lot.